We interrupt our regular program for this special event.
All systems are go at this time.
It's time for the kickoff.
30 seconds.
Okay, listen up.
Get ready for the ride of your life.
Live and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette.
This is Acadiana's number one sports station.
Number one.
We are number one.
103.7 The Game.
KLWB. Karen Crow Lafayette.
Let's get down to it.
And this is Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 103.7 The Game.
And live online at 1037thegame.com.
Is that who I think it is?
The wild, the weird, and the wonderful.
Hell yeah.
And now let's get started.
Hey, 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 Acadiana. Welcome to your Bumper to Bumper Sports. Of course, I'm not Ben Love. I am Shakira Martin. Ben Love is out for a second, so I'm filling in for the guy, but he will be back on Monday. And of course, I'm with my guy, Clint.
What's up?
What's going on?
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. It's a wonderful Wednesday hump day edition of Bumper to Bumper Sports here with you. I'll be here at least for the first hour and a half. Then I got to bolt on over to Twin Peaks on Johnson.
I still have yet to go to Twin Peaks.
You're missing out on a lot, especially tonight with the Jordy Holtberg fantasy football draft. Jordy's never drafted before. I spent like a good like 10 minutes explaining to him what is going on with the world of fantasy football.
It's nuts.
It was like speaking like Japanese to him, because the man was like not understanding what I was talking about with PPR and defenses. He was like, what the hell? I was like, all right, Jordy, just make sure you don't draft a kicker in the first round.
Or a quarterback, right?
I mean, trust me, I've seen people, like, here's the thing. It doesn't hurt to have a quarterback. If you get a quarterback in the first round, it depends what kind of quarterback. Because if it's like Drew Brees, where it's mainly a guy who's going to throw the football, I say, yeah, definitely save him for later. But if it's somebody like, let's say, a Pat Mahomes or Deshaun Watson or even a healthy Cam Newton, then the conversation changes a little bit.
Yeah, it does. I tried to do my fantasy league yesterday, and it was a mess. I was in the middle of doing my show at News 15. I was trying to hit as well as draft, and I kept missing my opportunities to pick. And all the receivers and running backs were gone.
Ah, jeez.
Way in the beginning. So,
I
had to exit out, Control-Alt-Delete, and pretend like I never even did it.
Just auto-draft the whole damn thing.
Yeah. And I was like, exit. We're just going to start over with a new email.
Basically.
Anyway, we got a lot going on for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. First off, I think we can go ahead and open with the big news, because it affects the Saints in some type of way.
I mean, and what is it, week three?
Week three. That's less than a month.
Yeah.
It's going to be with the Cowboys, which I'm pretty sure we all knew. But now he is the highest paid running back in history. That is insane.
I mean, it's going to affect the Saints, you think, a lot further down the line when you really think about it. Because, obviously, you've got Alvin Kamara, a guy heading into his third season with the league. You can about imagine that's the next step for the Saints is to try and lock him down long term. But the big question is, because you just gave a bunch of money, $100 million, over to Michael Thomas. Well deserved. But what does that mean for a guy like Alvin Kamara? Because you got to think about it. That's probably one of your biggest reasons why you've been able to turn things around so quickly after all the 7 to 9 years. Yes, Max Unger played a huge role in that as well. But having the boom and zoom, you lose the boom and zoom. I feel like this team, especially with, obviously, the biological clock of Drew Brees is ticking as we speak, that could wind up putting a wrench in things as well.
It puts him in a hot seat, especially because where are you going to get the money from?
Exactly. You've got a limited cap space, and it's a lot like what we've seen with Drew Brees, his big deal that he had a few years ago, because then it wound up kind of hawk-tying him, and you're not going to wind up getting that hometown discount from a guy like a Michael Thomas. He's going to want to give up that money that he's earned out over the last few years, and he earned that $100 million the right way.
Well, I don't know. You had Cam Jordan that took a pay cut. I think, like, if the Saints actually do something good, I think that would give the entire team assurance that we are locked in solid for the next. I mean, do you think Drew is going to retire if they win this year?
If they win the whole thing, honestly, think about it, Shakira.
You don't think Michael Thomas would, like, beg him, like, please stay around for at least 2 more years. If we could win it this year, like, you could come back and win it again.
I think this is going to be a continuing debate we have for quite some time until the day it actually happens.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, if he wins the Super Bowl, Shakira, what happens next? Because I feel like you look at Peyton Manning, you look at Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis ended his career as a Super Bowl champion. That's the way you want to go out. You want to go out on top. You don't.
That is why we play the game.
You don't want to overstay your welcome, in my mind. I feel like Breeze, that's why he's stuck around for so long, because he wants to get that one more Super Bowl to kind of really solidify himself, even though to all of us here in Acadiana, he is a first ballot Hall of Famer, maybe not to everybody else across the country, but he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer if he gets that second Super Bowl ring and maybe an MVP. But mind you, you're going to have to get through Pat Mahomes to get to that one.
I want to share a crazy fact that I saw on Twitter today.
Okay.
Okay. It says, the history of the Saints playoff is really crazy under Sean Payton. Sean Payton literally has legit two losses in the playoff games in which the other team was simply just better on that day. 2006, NFC CCG. And at Seattle in 2013, all the other playoff losses were absolutely flukes and miracles.
I mean, well, I would definitely say, the 2006 NFC title game against the Bears in the Windy City, that was them getting absolutely drubbed and really showed how maybe they just weren't quite ready for that prime time. And that would have been interesting to see if we would have two Super Bowls involving the Saints and Colts. That's a different conversation for a different day. But you got to think about it, Shakira. It's the fact that they've had a lot of fluke losses, but they've also had some very close, you brought up the 49ers game. I feel like everybody's going to wind up remembering that for the fact that Darren Sproles damn near got beheaded in that ball game.
He did.
And then the Seattle Seahawks, everybody's going to remember that more for the blunder. If I'm not mistaken, that was Marcus Colston trying to do a lateral across the field, and it was clearly a forward pass. Boy, did not know how to do that at all.
And it ended up not in.
It wound up just being a 10-second runoff after that, and they called it a day.
As someone who grew up in Texas, so you had the Saints to look over, like right next door to you, it baffled me that these guys have only won one championship under Sean Payton.
Well, one championship overall.
In a decade.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, overall, too.
Yeah.
they're so good. They have the talent. They have what it takes. It's just been a lot of unfortunate events. But I think this year is the year.
I think everybody is kind of leaning that way. This year has to be the year just because of everything that's happened. It's that, oh, hey, you've had the Minnesota Miracle, the Noah Noel call in two straight years. That's what everybody's looking at. Now, can it be their year? I think it can, but, man, it's going to be tough to come out of that NFC coming out smelling like roses. It's all about what happens with Drew Brees, especially once you flip the calendar over to December, because we've seen the last couple of years that Drew Brees' arm gets a wee bit tired, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. We talked about it earlier in the segment, the boom and zoom of it all. What happens with Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara? Now that you don't have Mark Ingram, you're going to have to rely a lot on Latavius Murray.
Which
what happens there?
Basically an identical Mark Ingram, just a few yards short.
Exactly. What does he wind up doing with that franchise, and can he be able to produce at the level a lot of people are expecting him to?
I don't know, but I also wanted to know, how did Mark Ingram feel seeing how much Zeke was getting paid? Because I think that separation from him leaving the Saints really did take a toll on the team as far as like a brothership, a brotherhood, sorry, a brotherhood. So,
brothership, that's interesting.
Brothership or a bromance, you know?
Yeah.
So I really want to hear from the callers and ask, like, with Zeke coming back and he looks pretty full, so he's probably going to do some damage this year.
Exactly.
Does that make anyone nervous, especially lining up against the Saints defense? I think it's going to be a good game. It is a home game.
Yep.
I don't see the Saints losing a home game to the Cowboys, but I think the Cowboys will give the Saints a run for their money, especially they take advantage of Drew Brees' height.
Oh, they will. The biggest thing is, we talk about it, it's the Zeke Elliott-Dak Prescott dynamic. Because I feel like Dak Prescott, if he didn't have Zeke Elliott for week one, that would be a lot more competitive of a ball game to open up the season against the Giants.
Yeah.
Now that they have him, I feel like you can put it in writing right here, right now, that they're going to wind up just running him over, as opposed to it being a competitive ball game against possibly Daniel Jones. I haven't seen if they've announced the depth chart for that, but I wouldn't be surprised if Daniel Jones gets the start. I think that if you have Dak Prescott without Zeke Elliott in, I believe, week three, when they take on the Saints, That'd be a really one-sided ball game because I think the defense would take advantage of it.
You got Zeke there. Yep. It's time to eat. So, callers, please call in and let me know how do you feel.
Arco Equipment Hotline open.
Yeah, 337-706-0111, 337-706-0111. I want to hear from you. How do you feel about Zeke stepping in, getting all this money, and now the Cowboys seem like the underdogs out of the NFC, and people are just brushing off the Saints as if they haven't earned their right to set the standard versus it being, oh, the Cowboys are setting the standard just because they pay Zeke. Well, guess what? The Saints set the standard with receivers because they pay MT.
Yes, I mean, you got to think about it. That's about a lot of money coming the way of Michael Thomas. You've got Zeke Elliott. And then also you have Jared Goff, that big deal that apparently 4 years, $90 million. Who would have saw that coming after he got drafted with the St. Louis Rams at the end of that tenure with Jeff Fisher?
Who would have saw them being the big guys coming out? I think the entire football league is just going to be nuts this year. I'm super excited to see what teams are going to do what. Who's going to win the battles, especially with the Saints opening their season Monday Night Football. Let me tell you, Monday Night Football, I love it. It's equivalent to high school night football. It's just a good way to settle down and relax and just watch some good football.
The calm before the storm.
The calm before the storm.
Yeah, let's go. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with a lot more. You're listening to Bumper Sports with Shakira Martin filling in for the good brother, Ben Love. He'll be back on Monday. You're listening to Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game.
You say tomato, I say tomato. The famous Clint D says something that none of us will agree with. Back to more top shelf analysis for your drive home. It's Bumper to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game.
Well, I think our administration's handling all that, but certainly we want to do everything we can do to help Coach Freeze. I mean, it's a unique scenario for him. I think if any of us were in that situation and had an obligation to a group of people, we would want to do everything we could do for him. I know I would, and certainly respect him navigating this as he overcomes, which, you know, is a tough deal. So our thoughts and prayers are with Coach Freeze.
Welcome back to your Bumper to Bumper Sports. I'm filling in for Ben Love. This is Shakira Martin speaking to you from News 15, if you ever want to watch me on TV. Ben Love will be back on Monday, but as of now, it's just me and Clint D hanging out. What's up, Clint?
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. And the speed of the Cajuns, man. It's going to be fun to see what happens with them this weekend. After the way they started off the season against Mississippi State, obviously, one, they covered the spread, and two, looked very competitive throughout.
I thought that the team looked like a brand new team compared to last year. And, I mean, even though it was a loss, you could find a good and a bad, and that's exactly what the Raging Cajuns were able to do. And an opener to Mississippi State has the guy shining, well, the team shining right now, because it was announced that the Louisiana football team will welcome the Wyoming Cowboys to the Cajun Field on September 12th, 2020. That'll be exciting. And they will also be playing McNeese State at the Cajun Field, too.
In-state rivalry. It's always fun to see those two teams face off. I remember seeing them. Like, this is like an old-school rivalry that doesn't nearly get talked about as much. This was big back, especially back in the 80s and early 90s, and they kind of had a break for a long time. But you can definitely tell it's going to be fun to see those two teams face off. That'll be actually to open up the season, if I'm not mistaken, on September 5th, and then they'll have a couple road games in the months of October and November, which is, it's a little weird to see them play New Mexico State and Missouri.
In
Missouri in November. I'm not looking forward to that one.
What's the weather like there?
I mean, that's November, right around Thanksgiving. It's probably be cold. You're going to see some, you might see some snow. Which,
wow.
Again, it's,
how do you prep for that?
We'll have to ask Billy Napier about that in 2020.
Hey, guys, how do you prep for possible snow?
Yeah. It's like October 24th in New Mexico, that should be somewhat bearable. But November 21st in Missouri, as you're about to get ready to have just like snow just dropped upon you like manna from the heavens. It's going to be weird because I feel like I can't think of a time the Cajuns have played in the snow, but I can think of a time they played a torrential downpour a few years ago into UL Monroe that pretty much got him in the New Orleans Bowl in 2016. That was a hilarious moment because literally Tim Buckley, who was there, and he literally was able to count all the people that were there. It was like 20 people.
Wow.
Yeah, 20 people.
Diehard fans.
Diehard ULM fans.
And speaking of ULM, I was going to ask you, you said McNeese is like an in-state big rival. I feel like no matter who UL play in Louisiana is going to be a big in-state rival. It's like UL versus everybody. And I don't blame UL because, I mean, like softball, for example, you dominate. I mean, basketball was once dominating, and then you have Coach Napier coming in, bringing a new team, a new rhythm to the football program, and they have the opportunity to dominate this year.
They really do. It's going to be fun to see what happens with the Sun Belt Conference, especially after what we saw week one, Georgia State upsetting Tennessee, even though Tennessee just honestly, it's time to kind of figure out what they really are.
All right, we have a caller on the line, Mr.
Yeah,
Frank
we got
Saints.
Frank. You know, he wants to get in on the Saints here.
Oh, he wants to get in on the Saints. I was
black
like,
gold
oh my
combo.
Gosh, Frank Saints, you have to get your name on a jersey. Mr. Frank.
Hey, calling me Mr. is like putting a screen door on a submarine. It just don't fit.
Oh, no, but, That's that's a Southern hospitality thing. You're going to say Mr. to a teenager just to, have that nice charm. How are you today on this hump day?
Well, it's humid. That's the best way I could put it. I won't say it's hot because everybody in South Louisiana knows it's hot. But look here.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you, Ezekiel Elliott is only as good as his offensive line.
Agreed.
I didn't agree with them paying Michael Thomas the amount of money they paid him because Michael Thomas is only as good as his quarterback. I think the blow-up player of the year has got to be Jared Cook. As far as Zeke coming back into the fold, I'm not buying it. I don't see it. I'm not... Because that's showing the rest of your team, look, I'm not for you. I want to get paid. And it showed me the same thing when Michael Thomas held out for his $100 million.
Wow.
And the reason it irritates me is because what are you going to do about the rest of your team?
Right.
Drew Brees has taken a pay cut three, probably 4 years. You know, he signed incentive bonuses, but he's taking, you call it what it is. He's taking a pay cut. Cam Jordan, pay cut. If you want to call it incentive bonuses, it is what it is. But
right.
As far as everybody blowing up on Zeke Elliott coming back into the fold, I just don't buy it. I mean, half of the games, he's probably going to come in high anyway.
Well, no, I understand, and I agree with you on how it affects the team. I mean, that's something that people really need to think about. I know Zeke said he wasn't going to come back until they made the deal that he wanted because he feels like he's the best in the league. And he said one of his teammates told him, don't come back unless you have the right deal. And he feels like because his teammate, honored that, he had the opportunity to take advantage of the situation. But I totally agree with you, Frank. It speaks a lot on the character. And like I was speaking about earlier, the brotherhood that goes on these teams, like Drew Brees taking that pay cut, Cam Jordan taking that pay cut, is because they want to see their organization do well.
Well, anytime you have an organization, you want to see your organization flourish. You don't want to see one player flourish above the others.
Right.
I mean, it's football. It's a team game. The other thing that I will say about Michael Thomas's paycheck, you have to think about Alvin Kamara. I think Alvin Kamara is better than Zeke because he can do more things out of the backfield. You can line him up at the Y. You can line him up at the Z.
Right.
You can line him up at the flanker.
Right.
Where are you going to put Zeke?
Right. Right.
If Pete thinks he's the best, he's looking in the wrong mirror.
He hasn't seen what Alvin Kamara can really do. And I think this year the Saints are really going to ball out. Alvin has really showed that he's trying to be this all-around athlete. And like you said, you can line him up anywhere, and he's going to do damage. He reminds me of a classic fullback, that position that really doesn't exist anymore, but, one of your faves. Like, I appreciate the skill sets that AK brings to the Saints.
Well, the one that he reminds me of is Barry Sanders. He can do it all. He can run. He can catch a screen. He can fly out at the Y position. He can do it all. So where is his numbers going to be? If you're going to pay Zeke this much money, how much money you're going to pay Alvin Kamara?
Totally agree with you, Frank.
Appreciate it, my man.
Hey, too easy.
How about that from Frank, man? Frank coming in hot.
Frank coming in hot with the facts. You can't be mad when it's facts.
It brings the heat, man, all the time.
If it wasn't a team that was about brotherhood and a bromance, which we can see in the Saints locker room that this is an actual family, and I think in Louisiana that's just the culture. Yeah. And everybody on the team has adopted the Louisiana culture of what family is. It sucks when you got to take a lot of money and then it's just like, well, next year ain't really my business or my problem.
I mean, basically, but, you know, you're bringing it up by the Louisiana culture. Real quick before we take a quick commercial break, you know, your boy Zion out there at Tulane, LSU.
He's everywhere.
Does he make an appearance at the UL game this weekend? I feel like this weekend could be a good opportunity.
It could be, but because everyone will be at the LSU and UT game.
But that's going to be all the way in Austin. Like, I think hypothetically, you have him show up and want to kind of
draft it first round.
Take in the culture.
What's the PJ? What's a private jet to a game? Well,
you say that, but but wouldn't you have gone to the Duke game to start the season in Atlanta?
Yeah, maybe.
Hypothetically?
Maybe. Well, I don't know. You all have a few home games that could be interesting before the
season starts.
But I do think he needs to make an appearance.
Yes.
That picture with him and Coach Napier would be like solid.
Oh, it'd be amazing. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break on that note. Ron Higgins, he'll be coming up next. Tuggle LSU. It's all coming up next right here on 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com.
Injector cleaner for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
It would take three entire football seasons at Cajun Field with full attendance to reach as many people as Lafayette Radio reaches in 1 week. That's about 450,000.
Delivering results.
The power of Lafayette Radio. Put it to work for your business.
Delta Media can assist you in creating an affordable, effective audio campaign for your business. Find out how at deltamediacorp.com or call Shanae Richard at 337-886-4669.
Lafayette's own Dustin the Diamond Poirier is looking to become the unified UFC lightweight champ, and you can help cheer him on at Marley Sports Bar in downtown Lafayette. Join me, RP3, for a UFC 242 watch party on Saturday at Marley's. The action begins at 3 and runs until 6 p.m., but you can stick around and cheer on UL and LSU as Marley's won't be closing until 2 a.m. So join me, RP3, this Saturday for the UFC 242 watch party at Marley's.
Let's get back to more of Ben Love and Bumper to Bumper Sports, where we practically wrote the rules of football on 103.7 The Game.
You are listening to Bumper Sports. Ben Love is not in today. I am Shakira Martin from News 15 filling in for the next hour as well as the next day. But Ben Love will be back on Monday, you guys. So, you know.
Yeah, I believe Blaine is going to be filling in on Friday as we get closer to the start of high school football season.
High school football.
I know our guy Blaine will have you covered. Maybe he'll be live from the open-air Crow Dome press box.
The Crow Dome.
Oh, yeah, the old stomping grounds.
I actually enjoy, I'm telling you,
all right.
I truly enjoy high school football around here, from private schools to the public schools.
It's damn good. Again, you're coming from Texas, and you know how real that stuff gets over there. I feel like it's definitely, it's not quite on that level, but it's not far off, basically, is what I want to get at.
No, it's not far off. I mean, the only thing off is the fact that here, private schools are kind of like the dominant.
Oh, no. They're the big dogs, and that's the bait we'll have.
It's like, hey, the public schools are running things, and, I mean, My high school was a 5A. We were horrible. So every time when I tell someone, oh, I'm from San Antonio, Texas, they're wondering, have I ever heard of a school called Judson, which produces all the athletes. but then, I mean, Drew Brees is from Texas.
Yep.
Baker Mayfield is from Texas.
Yep. Baker Mayfield from Texas. I mean, Sam Ellinger, Austin, Texas native.
He's playing right there at home. One of the biggest games of his life against the number six team in the nation, LSU.
It's a very nice matchup this week. You got number six taking on number nine. It's going to be a very, very fun matchup.
I think it would have been better at the Tiger Stadium.
Oh, I mean, we'll get that next year. I think that's gonna be the most fun part.
No, this year. This year is like when it really should have took place last year. But I'll take this year since Joe Burrow is like, you know, really into it. But if UT was traveling to Death Valley, I don't see them winning at all. But the fact that LSU will be playing, we're going to see what they can do playing on the road because, I mean, the toughest game of the season will be on the road, and that's when they go and play Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, that's always going to be your toughest game of the year, and I feel like Texas is a close second because, again, it's just the fact that they are ranked ninth in the country and they look dominant against La Tech. It's not going to give you the most, like, the ringing endorsement.
About the defense of UT, though. Like,
Of course, but I feel like you just look at that team versus everything else you're going to be playing the rest of the year. I think it's if I were to rank power rank things in terms of the toughest game, top three, it's Alabama, it'll be Texas, and Texas A&M, the number four will be Florida.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's always...
Florida and LSU always give you a good game, though.
I think the only reason I would put it higher, but I think the fact that now, for the first time, what feels like forever, you've got it actually at Baton Rouge. It's no longer at Florida like it had been for the last, like, 20 years, it felt like.
Yeah.
I feel like that changes things. And now, like, yes, the LSU A&M game is also at home, but there's going to be a lot of heat. There's going to be a lot of juice to it because... The fact, obviously, did you see what, like, I don't know if you caught this online or not, but they had the entire setup for, like, basically Jimbo Fisher's office has a giant mural of last year's game with, like, the wide receiver number 13. I can't remember who exactly it was.
Yeah.
Just catching a pass. Looks like in the end zone. And they had commemorative cups celebrating the 7 overtime game. So
never forget.
So there's a bunch of, I feel like, I'm going to say it. There's a bunch of karma coming Texas A&M's way, but it's still going to be a tough game against an opponent that's starting to build that rivalry that we've been waiting for so long since the Texas A&M joined the Big 12. We're finally seeing them actually be relevant. That's going to be interesting.
And I think you started off by saying the juice of the game.
Yes.
I think you meant the liquor of the game because...
Yes, beer.
Beer...
is finally being sold.
Will finally be sold.
Well, it's already being sold, so.
Right. I think
it's not like Ole Miss who's doing like for the last three games.
The atmosphere.
It's huge. They're going to have that because it's just going to wind up making the atmosphere at Tiger Stadium even more lit. And you had like towards the end of the Georgia Southern game. Did you see the Papa John's Tower?
No.
Yeah, they had like I think they stacked probably about, I would say, 40 to 50 boxes of Papa John's in the stands. And it was probably about as tall as well past where the roof of the 237 Roof Studios is.
Yeah.
That thing was tall as hell. And they had like 40 to 50 boxes of pizza all stacked up. It was like, what the hell is
pizza
going on?
Pizza and beer. You know, I've never really been a beer drinker. I've always had my
I don't drink alcohol at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that was a moment of silence.
I think that's how everybody reacts the first time I say that. Ben was an absolute shock because it's like, especially me being a guy who grew up in Lafayette, Louisiana, heart of Acadiana and Cajun country, it's the fact that I don't eat crawfish and I don't drink.
You don't eat crawfish?
I'll eat crawfish, but not like peeling it and all that stuff. Not like the boiled crawfish. Like I can't get into that. That's too much work. Give me some damn food. Like I don't want extra work for my food, okay?
I think I might revoke your Louisiana.
You can. Trust me, I'm sure there's people. I think everybody probably could say that. Like, this guy needs to have his Louisiana pass revoked for not.
When I got my job here, the first thing I said was, OMG, I get to eat so much crawfish, and OMG, I get to leave the restaurant with liquor in my cup when I'm not driving. because
well, hell, you can get, hit the drive.
You can get it to go.
No, you have the drive-through. I mean, you know,
you have the drive-through daiquiris. Here.
Yes,
I forget that, and I need to take more advantage of the fact that that's just like I don't
just don't drink and drive and park and sip. But you can get that.
I also
ready
need
to
know which daiquiri shop is like the cool one. So, if you're listening and you are a DAQ pro, go ahead and give us a call at 337-706-0111. And you can be a DAQ pro about talking about the Cowboys playing the Saints, too, if you want to take
great segue
the DAQ that way. But anyway, stay with us. Locked in. 337-706-0111. Call in and let us know how you're feeling about all the football going on around in Acadiana on 103.7 The Game, Bumper to Bumper Sports.
Hey, we got room for just one final word.
What's up, Acadiana? I'm Gabe Broussard from Strange Theories and Season 11 of The Boys. It's almost 5 o'clock. Now it's time for the final word of the hour, and it's presented to you by me and my family at the Village Station. We are your final stop to fill up your stomach and your tank when you're heading home on Maurice Avenue. Now, here's Ben. His voice is pretty nice, but I don't think he could ever make two chairs turn.
And that final word is cowboy. One of the big things we talked about at towards the beginning of the 4 o'clock hour was the fact you had the Cajuns and Wyoming schedule a bowl game. But not only that, you have two cowboy matchups with, obviously, the Wyoming Cowboys and the McNeese State Cowboys heading to Cajun Field. And also, obviously, the big storyline of the day revolving around Zeke Elliott, a Dallas Cowboy. That's the final word of the hour brought to you by the Village Station. Hour number two of Bumper to Bumper Sports coming up next on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game.
This is Steve Sparks with the Houston Astros Radio Network, and you're listening to Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game.
We interrupt our regular program for this special event.
All systems are go at this time.
It's time for the kickoff.
30 seconds.
Okay, listen up.
Get ready for the ride of your lives.
Live and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette.
This is Acadiana's number one sports station.
Number one.
We are number one.
103.7 The Game.
KLWB. Karen Crow Lafayette.
Let's get down to it.
And this is Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 103.7 The Game.
And live online at 103.7thegame.com.
Is that who I think it is?
The wild, the weird, and the wonderful.
Hell yeah.
And now, let's get started.
Welcome back to your Bumper to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game. Of course, I'm not Ben Love. Ben Love is out for a few days, but he will be back on Monday. I am Shakira Martin from News 15, the sports anchor and reporter over there. If you ever need to watch up on your local sports. And of course, it's me and Clint D.
What it do, baby?
What it do, baby? Okay, so
Ray hates when I say that, by the way.
Why?
I think it was the fact that I overused it a lot when we were going to Hoover for SEC Media Days.
Yeah.
Like, as we got, like, about an hour and a half away, I was like, oh, we're 100. I kept doing the baby, what it do, baby? Like, it was, like, right after Kawhi and all that. I was like, let me have fun with this.
What it do, baby?
And he got immediately, he's like, you only can say this, like, three more times the rest of the trip. Yeah, I never said it again.
All right, guys. So we have a lot that we have been discussing, especially because it's just football season. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It really is, especially here. Just straight up, like, I can tell you right now, there's so many people who are just jazzed up about actual football about to go down. Of course, all the high school football we got.
High school football. It's going to be nuts.
That's the weirdest part of this entire thing, Shakira. It's the fact that the college football season started a week before high school did.
Yeah,
because I'm so used to both of those just starting bang bang
taking
back to back,
together, yeah.
And now you got like high school football getting started, NFL getting started tomorrow with the 100th season. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's game.
With the Packers and the Bears,
just old school as it comes.
Old school, and then it's a new team because like the Packers and their new coach,
the new head coach,
and then the Bears just randomly being like an actual.
The Bears are relevant, and it's a scary thing to think about because I feel like they have every chance to really dominate in 2019. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that you got Khalil Mack leading the defense, and Mitch Trubisky, can he step his game up even further?
Can he?
Because that was the weirdest thing, like last year, the fact that he was actually relevant for much of last season. Because when I saw they drafted him, I was wondering, who the hell is Mitch Trubisky? Then I realized he's a guy from UNC.
Yeah.
And he was absolutely irrelevant last year. It was mind-boggling to see him turn things around very quickly. Mind you, I'm just looking forward to it because of the way last year's season opener started, because that was just outstanding.
I think the entire league is just going to be nuts, especially you have the Saints coming in wanting revenge. But the best part about the Saints this year is the fact that they're not starting their season off with a slogan. You know, like usually they have like some theme in their locker room going on that encouraged them to like have a really good season. I think with the no call last year and then especially the ref being the ref of the league this year, Saints are going to have something to prove, and they're just going to do it with their action. They're going to do it by
I think
being
that's
better.
Why they don't have a slogan this
there's
year.
No need.
There's no need.
You already know.
Yeah, exactly. You know what the end result is, but it's going to be fun to see what happens. And you brought up the Nolan no call, and I want to kind of go back for a minute on this. We were talking about the Cajuns earlier. That was ridiculous how there was like another no call in that game for the Cajuns where it was a pass interference call. And that was, I know you were down on the field. Were you down? Okay, you weren't.
I was here taking care sworn of you home. Were. But I know exactly you what you're talking about.
Yeah, that pass interference call, that no call was a mess.
I think that no call was a mess, but I also think that the 5 penalties just made
Oh, no, those 5 penalties cost you overall. In a huge way. It's obvious that was probably the biggest thing that cost you in the long run when you look at the Cajuns. All 5 of those penalties, especially you had, you had a personal foul, if I'm not mistaken, on offense that pushed him back, and then you had a...
On Robert Hunt.
Yeah, and then you had the false start right after that.
Right.
It was a mess.
And
it was
interception.
Weird.
And you know what? On Twitter, everyone was freaking out, like, OMG. Like...
Yeah.
The penalties, and although penalties are bad, I still think you were able to see a nice version of what the Raging Cajuns can potentially be this year if they go back and clean up. And Coach Napier always talks about playing control of what you can control.
Yeah.
And that he was absolutely right. And I hope that the team was able to see some of those sloppy mistakes that they were making and realize, like, hey, I don't have to make that, and we can actually like go out and win the Sun Belt. The fact that they are supposed to be the bullies of the West is really funny. I'm excited to see what the defense is going to do.
Oh, same here. The defense, especially this Saturday against Liberty, can they wind up getting things done defensively and stifle an offense that was shut out 24-0 by Syracuse.
Right. 24-0, though. I mean, that's a low-scoring game.
I think the million-dollar question is, does Hugh Freeze coach from the press box in the hospital bed?
In the hospital bed.
The most
bed.
Football guy thing I've ever seen.
I think I would feel bad if I was to beat a team that had a coach coaching from a hospital bed at the stadium. Like, I don't want to do it to you. Let's just cancel the game. You guys, Liberty, should just cancel the game because
Hypothetically, I mean, of course, we're going to be talking about this all throughout the rest of the week because we don't know if he's going to be there or not. That's one of the big debates a lot of people are having is what happens with the Cajun Liberty game and what's Hugh Freeze's role.
He's on his second week of recovery.
Yeah, he's on his second week of recovery.
Week 3.
And apparently he's just waiting for the okay to travel.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. But
all from a back surgery.
It was just a staff infection. 24.
That's
horrible. He was 24 hours away from dying because like the way that staff infection was spreading, it was 24 hours away from getting to his heart. And it's amazing just to see what's happened with Hugh Freeze over the last, let's say, like 2-3 weeks and him having to deal with that.
Yeah.
I was listening in to a podcast he was on and him diving into great detail about the surgery and the road to recovery. And it's amazing. But it makes me wonder, Shakir, if he's not able to go, what happens there? Does he – and it's something I thought about hypothetically.
I don't know. What do you do without your head coach?
No, well, hypothetically, do you have him – FaceTime in on an iPad and you have
Skype business.
FaceTime, Skype. And you just basically would have like one of the coaches one of the grad assistants probably hold up like a selfie stick so I can just watch the game.
I mean, I don't think that would work though because he's not really going to be able to make those in the moment calls that they're going to need.
But I'm saying, I'm strictly on the side aspect of it, because I feel like if he's going to be there from that, in terms of like he's dealing with that, like he's having to deal with all the Skype and stuff, it's probably going to wind up being a. Here's how I think it's going to wind up going. If he's not able to make the game, it's going to wind up coming down to the offense coordinator and defensive coordinator to handle those coaching jobs each separately, and handle everything from that end. And because Hugh Freeze is a football guy, he wants to see how his team does. I think that's going to be where everything lies.
I think it's commendable that he's coaching and he's not going to let anything stop him. So he brings in a hospital bed. I mean, go him, but sorry, Liberty, you're probably going to take a big fat L from the Raging Cajuns if they come and play the football that we know that they are capable to play.
And especially after what we saw last
especially week. I think them playing an SEC opponent and keeping the score, even though they had the penalties that they had, you know, keeping the score, eventually Mississippi State kind of ran away with it. But the fact that they came back and they fought in the fourth quarter.
And it was one of being a 10-point loss. And it
a 10-point loss.
Whatever the game could have, let's be honest, the game could have been
20-plus something.
The game could have been a whole lot worse because, I mean, remember, he wound up just like Levi Lewis, first play of the game for him, throws interception deep in their own territory.
Yeah.
It could have very well been just an absolute just bleep show and a half.
But what if that ball wasn't intercepted? I think that momentum.
I think if that ball hadn't been intercepted, it might have just been like, I think that first drive for the Cajuns, regardless, was either going to wind up ending in a turnover or a punt.
Yeah.
Because I just couldn't see them like bouncing back from that rough start defensively.
Yeah.
But I was glad to see them after that first drive, and that quickly after, the defense just turned it around and they looked a lot better in all phases, and they just were able to keep things under control. It wasn't like, because that game could have been 14-0 within the opening 5 minutes, and that would have caused.
It could have been a repeat of last year.
It really could have been.
And it wasn't. Okay, and we're talking about defense because defense has the most to prove this year. But what about offense, the three-headed monster? How did you feel about Raymond Cali eating? I felt like
he came
out strong.
Yeah, the running back Hydra was just in full effect. And when not just him, it was everybody was eating. And the most important part for me was the fact that they were pushing the pile a lot of times. You would have not expected that from any other SEC program against a Mississippi State defense that, didn't have Jeffrey Simmons, didn't have Montez Sweat. Leo Lewis and his flopping behind was the only thing that wound up being the big returning player of note. I think they wound up looking a lot better, even against a defensive line that was ravaged by suspensions due to Tudorgate 2019.
NCAA rules.
But it was a lot of fun to see those two teams square off.
It definitely was. I'm excited for UL just to see where they can go. I mean, Levi Lewis is a great quarterback to cover. He's humble. The kid is really cool, and he has a lot to prove.
It's just Levi needs to kind of like – I feel like Levi's still got a lot of growing up to do in the aspect of him being a true quarterback because –
Of course,
former Scotlandville product, he definitely has been a guy that works well with his legs, and it's just the transition from being a guy who
not as much backup.
It's more, hey, like you need to become more of a true dual threat instead of like running half the time and be able to just scramble out the pocket once you kind of go through your one and a half reads. Once your first read's there, you should just kind of relax.
But I
felt like he got better as the game progressed. That
he
was
definitely did, but I also think you have to take into consideration that Levi could mature up this season, but I thought we were going to have him maturing behind a five starting senior returning line coming back. But because
they got good even without him.
Like, it's still going to be a different type of adjustment. Like, if you don't have a line, you don't have a quarterback.
Exactly. Well, I think most importantly for me is, I don't know why I wound up becoming so obsessed with the center position. And obviously, that's been the big talking point heading into the season with, obviously, you have a Cole Prudhomme out. And I'm just more talking about the Cajuns specifically with Cole Prudhomme and how he wound up being out for the year, and Shane Vallow filled in admirably. I feel like he's going to be even better as the season progresses. So I'm interested to see how he winds up working going forward.
Yeah.
Especially with everybody else, because, again, you're dealing with a lot of injuries as well. I believe Ken Marks, if I'm not mistaken, he was injured during the Mississippi State game in New Orleans.
Ken Marks, yeah.
He's going to have to deal with that. But Max Mitchell, Osiris Torrance, those guys are going to be giving a whole lot of added depth to it. I just want to see what Levi does to start off this game, because his first three drives are completely forgettable.
Yeah, you
only
can't
one
pay
pass for 7 yards. the other drives actually wrote it down. It's like, and I know numbers don't translate well to radio, but 65% completion percentage, 260 yards, a touchdown, interception, for what it's worth in terms of the college QBR. That's 131.83. That's pretty damn good.
65% starting your season against
an
Mississippi
SEC
State.
Team.
I'm going to take it.
I think he's going to take it as well. I can't wait to see what he winds up doing going forward against some talent that's at or a little bit above his level, rather than, you know, way
he's
above
perfect.
The pay grade.
It's just right. It's the right. It's
I mean,
the right
Liberty.
Momentum.
You got Liberty. Texas Southern could wind
that's
up being.
That's my alma mater.
I thought it was Sam Houston.
State, I got my master's from Texas Southern.
I didn't realize you got your master's. Nice.
Yeah, thanks. I always like to go back and forth from Sam. So that Texas Southern game against UL is going to be a fun one to watch. But I know how Texas Southern is. UL should, like, crush them. Like,
they should.
Insanely. But as of right now, you are listening to Bumper Sport. Please call in. Let me know, what do you have to say about this year's football season all across Acadiana and in Louisiana? The number is 337-706-0111. The line is open. Call Clint and I and let us know what you think. I'm Shakira Martin, News 15. I'm in for Ben Love. He will be back on Monday, folks, so do not worry. But as of right now, you're listening to 103.7 The Game.
This show won't protect your quarterback or cover downfield, but it's got animal control down pat.
Oh, if you see a possum, try to kill it, okay? It's not a pet.
Back to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game.
What's going on, folks? Your mind isn't playing tricks on you because it's still Bumper to Bumper Sports, but Ben Love isn't here. So it's your girl, Shakira Martin from News 15, filling in for him while he's away taking care of business. But he'll be back on Monday. And, of course, you are listening to 103.7 The Game FM. And I'm hanging out with Clint.
Yo, what's up?
We're having a good time. We're just talking.
I think you were just absolutely, like, shocked at the fact that I just pulled out some ghetto boys.
As a Texas
native that you are.
I mean, I would really be shocked if you actually played, like, a snippet of Beyonce, because today's her birthday.
Yeah,
and I know Queen B. And everyone, like,
I didn't realize she was 38. It was like, wait, what? Like, Jordy brought it up during the On This Day. I was like, wait, what? Really?
Yeah, she's 38. She's 30 fine.
There we go. She's 30 going on 30 fine. Yes.
Shout out to Beyonce. Happy birthday to you, girlfriend. I'm sorry I can't be at your party, because I'm here at 103.7 The Game, where we are talking about Raging Cajuns getting ready to play and host Liberty this weekend.
And maybe Hugh Freeze.
Maybe Hugh Freeze, yeah. I'm excited for the game, season opener, and I hope the fans come out this year. I know last year that was a big issue, a big toll, and the players said that they were going to play ball no matter what. I'm hoping
that they can wind up having a lot better turnout. I agree with you, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, largely because of the fact that I feel like, you know, I think I was talking with Ray about this off air. I think they'll wind up having a really good attendance. It won't quite be what, obviously, Cajun fans want it to be,
yeah,
but it will improve, and I'll give you at least one reason why right here, right now. And okay. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that now, compared to what they did last year, they're moving everything in terms of student tailgating back closer to the stadium.
Yeah, I didn't know what that meant.
That's absolutely huge to getting the fans in there, because I think towards the end of the Hudspeth era, it was all the way back to the fraternities and the sororities.
Okay.
And, you know, like, we're both relatively young. We know what was going on back when we were in college.
Yeah, tailgating is what you need to hype up the moment of the game.
But it's just the fact, like, if you're going to put it so far away from everything else, and you've been having a few adult beverages, if you will, you've been having a good time, why are you going to leave the party to go to a football game? You're going
to
stay.
Have to drive.
Yeah, it's not even drive. It wasn't that far out. You just basically would walk across the street. But why walk across the street after you've, been a couple sheets to the wind, if you will. Not quite three, but at least one or two in there. And I think having it closer to Cajun Field, that's going to cause a lot more of the students to come out.
Attention
because,
for them
because
to
that's
walk
what
over
that's
there.
What I noticed back whenever I was a student, that whenever it was right there, everybody came because guess what? You know, and now, and unlike what LSU had done beforehand, you were still selling beer at Cajun Field. So,
right. But I'm just trying to understand, how do you not support your team when they are basically being said to be the bullies of the Sun Belt? Like, if we're going to be good and Napier is this coach that's bringing, like, a lot of changes, and I see, like, the difference between the team, like, as a fan, as an alumni, I'm going to hold my school down, and I'm going to talk the most crap, especially when we haven't been good the previous years. Like, the fact that the Raging Cajuns will be decent and a lot more decent than they have previous years should give the fans some type of momentum, you know, to go out and support their school. So hopefully that will change up this year, and we'll see a lot more fans in the stands. But
I think we will see a lot more fans in the stands, but I feel like you'd see a whole hell of a lot more, and probably a true sellout is if they wind up winning that ball game against Mississippi State, which I was talking with them, our guy Seth Lewis, mutual friend of ours, and I mentioned this to him, that is the fact everybody,
shout out to Seth.
Everybody talks about that 1996 Cajuns Texas A&M game, which I was at as a kid, and I can tell you right here, right now, I was concerned if the Cajuns were going to win against Mississippi State. And that was going to be the lone highlight of that year. Because that's what happened whenever they won in 96. They were an absolute, like, they had a lot of great talent, but could not get anything done. They were, like, 2-10. 2-10, I think, that year. It was absolutely awful.
But guess what? They didn't have Napier. And then they didn't have the identity that Napier's trying to bring to the team. So we're going to start fresh this year and hope that the Raging Cajuns really do something. But Clint, isn't it time for something called, like, throwing shade or something?
Yeah, it's time to throw some shade here, and it's brought to you by the good folks over at Patio Center. You can go to the website, check out everything from the good people at Patio Center. That's patiocenter.com.
It's time for Throwing Shade on Bumper to Bumper Sports. Nobody throws shade outside your home or business like Patio Center. Visit the website at patiocenter.com.
And I think, of course, we got me and you, Shakira, we're going to have fun with this one for a couple minutes. And that is the fact that we talked about this off air, and we've talked about a lot over the last couple weeks, about the fact that the Cajuns media that was covering press conferences isn't getting fed anymore.
We're not getting fed. Not even.
I think this is plenty of way to just throw a lot of shade, man.
Yeah, it sounded like I was kind of throwing shade at the fans, asking how do you not support.
I think we've done this every year. I think it's a yearly tradition there, Shakira.
Oh, okay, well then I don't feel as bad. I'm going to throw some shade at the fact that we're not being fed at the media day, but we're supposed to be here to cover you guys. So
compared to what we've seen in the past,
right? So I will be the brave one of the bunch.
Yes,
the woman to stand up and say, please feed us. And I'm so happy that Coach Napier looked at the...
Yes.
He looked and was like, we're not feeding these guys. Shout out to him. But also, as we throw shade, we got to say shout out to Josh and shout out to Patrick and Matt.
All them guys.
All those guys. Because even though you're not feeding us, we still rocks with you. We still rocks with you.
We're done throwing shade on Bumper to Bumper Sports. For now, you want your life made in the shade? Visit PatioCenter.com and explore ways to improve life outside your home or business.
That shade was actually fun.
It's always fun to throw a little shade.
Only when you're hangry.
Hangry? Oh, speaking of that, I'm getting hungry right about now.
Hangry, so we threw shade. But
I stay hangry.
It's okay because we know throughout the semester, throughout the different sports, they feed us really
Hopefully. Well.
I mean, girls basketball feeds us well, so I can never complain.
Oh, yeah. So I've heard. Sometimes I'm not able to make it out to those.
Yep. You got to, because they feed you well, they treat you well.
I work the afternoon show, so sometimes the schedule doesn't work out. You know what I'm saying?
No, I would make it work.
You,
I would make it work.
We got to take a break.
This isn't Domino's. This is social. All right, guys, we're going to take a break here on 103.7 The Game. You're listening to Bumper to Bumper Sports as you are stuck in traffic probably with Shakira Martin from News 15 and Clint D on 103.7 The Game.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 2 5-1/4 ounce bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's makes it easy for pros like you to get more of the supplies you need and at the right prices every day. Like 20% off in-stock GAF or Owens Corning shingles when you purchase by the pallet. Get 10% off select plywood when you buy 48 sheets or more. And whatever size the job, you can be sure to find the quantities you need in stock. Order at lowesforpros.com and have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you're needed most. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Bring Acadiana Sports Station 103.7 The Game along for the ride. We go wherever you go.
Everywhere.
With the 103.7 The Game mobile app.
Half Shell Oyster House is an upscale, casual seafood restaurant serving everything from oysters and po' boys to steaks and cocktails. They are known for their Gulf oysters and a variety of Gulf Coast seafood, served with a New Orleans flair. The atmosphere has a French Quarter feel, but what really makes it special is the food, like fried green tomatoes with crab cakes or voodoo shrimp for starters. How about bacon and pecan crusted redfish for an entree or triple steak cheeseburger for lunch? Come to the Half Shell Oyster House and satisfy your appetite.
Go to AcadianaDeals.com this Friday, starting at 10 a.m. to get a $50 Half Shell Oyster House gift card for only $25. That's Half Shell Oyster House, located at 109 Old Camp Road in Lafayette, just off Ambassador Caffrey. Don't miss out on another amazing half-price deal. Starting this Friday, 10 a.m., get a $50 gift card to Half Shell Oyster House for only $25 at AcadianaDeals.com. That's AcadianaDeals.com.
Join us for the biggest holiday shopping event of the year at Junior League of Lafayette's Tinsel and Treasures Holiday Market, September 25th through 28th at the Cajun Dome Convention Center. With over 130 merchants from across the country, there is sure to be something for everyone. Stroll through the market to find unique decorations, jewelry, antiques, food, toys, household and kitchen gifts, apparel, skincare items, and much more. In addition to great shopping, Tinsel and Treasures has other special offerings, such as preview party, ladies' night, and the children's event, Breakfast with Santa and Friends. Tinsel and Treasures has been a premier social and economic event in the Lafayette community since 1994, with its proceeds benefiting Junior League of Lafayette's community programs. Get a jump start on all of your holiday shopping at the Tinsel and Treasures Market, September 25th through 28th at the Cajun Dome Convention Center. For more information about ticket sales, call 988-2739 or visit Junior League of Lafayette online at juniorleagueoflafayette.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
For all you UL/USL diehard fans out there, make sure to tune in tonight for Five Guys Stories and Lies right here on Acadiana Sports Station 103.7 The Game. The Five Guys will have the fabulous Cajun Chicken. That's right, the man who portrayed the greatest mascot in Raging Cajun history will be joining the Five Guys tonight. So make sure to tune in 6 to 8 right here on Acadiana Sports Station 103.7 The Game.
The free 103.7 The Game mobile app is getting better all the time, and it's waiting for you. Just go to your app store, search KLWB 103.7 The Game, and then you'll take Acadiana Sports Station with you on the go. Listen to live and local shows, catch up with on-demand interviews, specialty podcasts, and get involved with the Rewards Club, your chance to win free goods, even trips to see the Houston Astros. It's the free 103.7 The Game mobile app, and it's proudly presented by Visit Avery Island.
One of them is famous in Cajun country. The other has a set of pipes that never quits. Seriously, we've tried before. Together, Ben and Clint bring you home on 103.7 The Game.
I love Louisiana. What's going on? It's your girl Shakira from News 15. I'm in for Ben. He's out, but he will be back on Monday. As of right now, you are listening to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game. It's been a really fun hour and a half so far. We're going to kill the next 30 minutes. Now transitioning over to talking strictly about high school football because Friday Night Lights are back, folks. This Friday, we get to finally see what these guys, these kids, have been working on. And joining the show, we have Mr. James. James, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Shakira. How are you doing?
I'm good. This is James from The Advocate. He is a killer writer. He knows his stuff, and he covers every school very well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, just gearing up for another season. It's finally here. I'm pretty excited about it. You know, I told Ben this, I think it was last week, but it's felt like the longest off season of my life, at least as a sports writer. So I'm glad we're going to play meaningful football starting tomorrow.
Meaningful. Who are you looking out? Who are you looking forward to see play tomorrow? I'm all like ramble jamble. Who are you looking forward to see?
Well, you know, the game I'm going to be covering is Notre Dame at Church Point, which isn't our game of the week. Acadiana traveling to Karen Crow, that's our game of the week. But I'll be out in Church Point for the Notre Dame-Church Point game, and that's a really interesting game to me because, Notre Dame and Church Point are kind of natural rivals in Acadia Parish, but they haven't played in 10 years. Notre Dame's obviously in 2A now, and in Church Point has remained in 3A, so they haven't played in a little while. It's obviously Notre Dame's coming off of a state championship, an undefeated season. And Church Point is a team that's routinely a contender in the Class 3A playoffs. You know, they seem to kind of run into some bad luck at times or some bad matchups. They've been to the quarterfinals before under J.C. Arsenault. But they've got a really experienced backfield led by Rodney Dupuy, who's nearing the school record for rushing, which was set by Tony Citizen back in the 80s, I believe it was. Tony eventually went on to play at McNeese State. Gavin Richard is another kid who's a really dynamic ball carrier for them. And then on the flip side, Notre Dame, they return a higher number of returning starters than they normally do, and one of them is quarterback Ben Broussard, but Ben is not supposed to play tomorrow. He's dealing with a hand injury right now.
Oh,
so
wow.
He's not playing right now, and their backup Parker Sealand is stepped in, and I thought he did a really nice job in the Jamboree when they played Southside. So it'll be interesting to see what the Notre Dame offense can do with Parker under center, and obviously what the Church Point running attack will look like as well.
That's James from The Advocate spilling the beans on what to look out for this upcoming week. He will be at the Church Point versus Notre Dame game, which will be pretty good. And I wanted to ask you, you brought up the district changes going on or that took place. How do you feel about that and covering high school football this year? Do you think it's going to heighten up the expectations or do you think it's going to be an adjustment?
Well, it's an interesting question because there are now 3-4A districts in the Acadiana area. The new one is, it's known as 4-4A, which was the district name for the old STM and Turling district. Karen Crow was also in that district. But 4-4A now includes Eunice, LeBron's North Vermillion reign in Washington, Marion. And four of those teams were not in 4A last year. Eunice,
right.
for example, after winning the state championship last year in 3A, has moved up to 4A. North Vermillion also moved up. Washington Marion moved up, and then LaGrange moved down. They were in 3-5A with Acadiana and Como and teams like that. Rain is the lone holdover as a 4A team. So that district is interesting in itself because the teams are kind of unfamiliar with each other, and, you know, there's a lot of changes in that district. Rain has a new coach. I believe Washington Marion also has a new coach. You know, and then Eunice, obviously, after competing at such a high level in 3A, I'm interested to see how they can compete in 4A. So
yeah.
That district is really, really interesting to me. And then obviously even, you know, St. Martinville has moved down to 3A, and they're in a district with Aggieville, Crowley, Erath, Kaplan, and Kaplan. And Kaplan has typically dominated their district, so I'm interested to see what the addition of St. Martinville brings to District 6-3A.
Yeah, I remember covering St. Martinville's quarterback Markavion, and that mm-hmm. was sweet kid. I believe he's trying to play over at UL, but mm-hmm. the energy from St. Martinville will be very interesting when you bring it to Kaplan. I don't know who will be playing where, but that'll be a fun game to eventually watch. So talk to us a little bit about your break, and this is going to be a different type of random question, but your break, when you're at these high school games, are you hitting up any of the concession stands? What school has the best concession stand since you've basically been to every single high school in Acadiana?
That's a good question, too. You know, I usually don't really have time, at least personally, to go down the concession stand. I might go before the game to get a drink, or maybe at halftime or something like that. But I haven't, you know, because I'm trying to work, I don't try to eat, you know, while I'm working, which I know some people probably think I'm crazy for doing that, but that's just me personally. I don't do it a lot. So I don't have a great answer for you, but I think I've heard that Catholic High of New Iberia has a really good concession stand. So I would think they do. I also think Acadiana also has a really good concession stand, if I'm not mistaken. So those are just two that come to the top of my head. But I'm sure there's, you know, some other really good ones. I mean, look, the food down here is amazing. So it's kind of hard to go wrong in any concession stand, especially if they have some Louisiana cuisine, you know, out there.
I will definitely keep that noted. Okay, so you said that the Advocate Game of the Week will come from the Crow Dome. Is there any insight that you can give us about that game going on?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously Acadiana and Karen Crow are rivals. You know, one's in 4A, one's in 5A, but they've been in the same district before, and they've continued that rivalry. I think there was maybe a break in the rivalry, but they played every year since 2011, to my knowledge. And a lot of those games have been really close. Like in 2016, I believe, Karen Crow won on a Hail Mary.
Oh, wow.
Now, Acadiana has won the last two games. Last year was actually a close game as well. I think Acadiana won that one 20-13. But it's interesting now because Karen Crow, to me, they are the team in 4A to watch. Really, they're the team in the Lafayette area to watch. They've got 4 3-year starters on the offensive line. They've got the district's defensive MVP in their secondary, Rashad Onazine. And they've got two ball carriers.
Dylan Monet. He's about to break the school record of most yards at Acadiana this year, season.
Absolutely. I mean, Dylan Monet is a terrific running back. Both him and his backfield mate, Lucky Brooks, are both committed to Army. And so I'm very intrigued by what they can do, plus with their quarterback, Keontae Williams. You know, he showed off his arm strength with that long touchdown pass he threw in the Jamboree against Terling Catholic. I think it's two really good running games. And you know, obviously, Carrick runs the beer now because their second year offensive coordinator, Gavin Peters, was at Acadiana. So he came over to Karen Crow and installed the beer. And really, in the latter half of the season, around Bishop's play, Karen Crow really started to look good running the beer and put up some serious points. So I think Karen Crow is a team that people should keep an eye on. I think they can compete at a really high level. Obviously, St. Thomas More's in their district, and they're going to be a tough matchup for anybody. But outside of them, I think Karen Crow looks like the second-best team in that district and should give Acadiana a really good game on Friday night. So that should be a really fun one.
That is James from The Advocate, blessing your ears with knowledge about what to know before Friday night football kicks off. Last question, James. New school is in town, Southside Sharks. What can you tell us? What can we know? What do we need to know about this new school stepping on the field it's going to be for the first time, correct?
Yeah, no, and I'm glad you asked about that, because I actually just got done writing a story about Southside, and just, you know, after such an impressive Jamboree performance against Notre Dame, frankly, it surprised me how good they looked against a Notre Dame team known for their physicality. You know, Southside turns the page and plays varsity football that counts for something for the first time. And they're traveling to Northside to open up the season, and their first home game, quote unquote home game, will be against Church Point, and they'll be played at Terling Catholic. All of Southside's home games this year will be at Terling Catholic. But yeah, you know, I was really, really impressed with Southside and the Jamboree, just the poise they showed. And like I said, they were able to match the physicality. I thought their young quarterback, Dylan Monette, not to be confused with the Acadiana running back, Dylan Monette, but Dylan looked really good. And he had a really nice touchdown pass in the first series of the game.
Yeah.
And also, Southside just looked really crisp. That was one thing Josh Fontenot, the coach, is telling me. You know, we didn't have any pre-snap penalties. We didn't have any substitution errors. We looked really good on special teams. All the little things that make up a good football team, Southside did well in their Jamboree. So I think that's a really good sign for them going forward. Obviously, they're going to be playing in District 3-5A, which is
right,
as good a district in the state. But still, if they can play with that kind of discipline and physicality, I think they're going to compete with anybody. You know, they might not make the playoffs in their first year. I mean, it's kind of a huge thing to expect, you know, in their very first varsity season. But I think they're a really good team overall. They're making a lot of really positive strides, and I'm excited to see what they can do in their first year.
The fact that they're a new program and you have so much to say about them in a great way just shows that this may be a school that is coming to have their name on the map.
No doubt. I mean, I think Josh Fondo is a terrific coach. He proved while he was at Crowley he can build a team into a consistent winner. I mean, I think his second year they won 8 games, his third year they won 8 games, and then his fourth year they won their first 12 games and got to the quarterfinals. So if history tells us anything, it's that Josh Fontenot knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing.
And I wouldn't be surprised if in a few years Southside is competing at that kind of level in 5A.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, James, for calling in and talking to us about Friday Night Lights going on across Acadiana. If you want to read all of his writing, because it's always phenomenal, you can definitely go to theadvocate.com under sports. James, thank you so much, my brother.
Thank you, Shakira. I appreciate the time.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right, guys, you're still tuned in to Bumper Sports. Oh, my gosh, it's about that time for me to kind of roll out of here if I'm going to mumble jumble like that. But you guys, thanks so much for listening. You are listening to 103.7 The Game, Bumper to Bumper Sports. Don't worry, Ben Love will be back on Monday. As of right now, it's just me, your girl, Shakira Martin. We'll be right back.
Raymond Parch III here, host of RP3 & Company, reminding you to tune in Thursday from 6 to 9. We've got a tremendous show lined up for you right here on Acadiana Sports Station 103.7 The Game. James Yasko from the Lima Time podcast will join us, talking all things Astros. We'll be catching up with Les East of CrescentCitySports.com, helping us preview Saints Monday night opener versus the Houston Texans. And we'll talk with Tyler Nunez of Tiger Rag. That and much, much more. So tune in 6 to 9 for RP3 & Company right here on Acadiana Sports Station 103.7 The Game.
Delta Media is offering businesses a chance to be a part of our live radio coverage of high school football, featuring the North Vermilion Parish Game of the Week, plus coverage from Karen Crow Bears, Lafayette High Lions, and Southside Sharks. Your sponsorship of Delta Media Sports is a cost-effective way to reach your customers and new customers. Plus, it will help promote high school sports. For more information on how you can become a sponsor of Delta Media Sports live radio coverage, contact Shanae at 337-886-4668. That's 886-4668.
There's no denying that it really feels like summer. There's also no denying that it really tasted like summer at Randall's Restaurant. Randall's Restaurant in Lafayette is offering fresh summertime favorites such as Louisiana Blue Point crabs, fresh shrimp, fresh fish, and more. Boiled, broiled, fried, over rice, however you like it, every evening starting at 5 p.m. And you gotta have live Cajun music in Cajun country. Randall's has a great live Cajun band every night starting at 6:30. So meet your friends or bring the family for a night of family fun with fresh Louisiana seafood, char-grilled Angus steaks, chicken, as well as many other delicacies, along with live Cajun bands every night opening at 5 p.m. with live music at 6:30. Located on Cali Saloon Road near Ambassador Caffrey in Lafayette. Take a look at the menu or band schedule on the web at randalls.com.
Been to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza? It's a utopia for pizza lovers. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza is a buffet-style pizza restaurant with all-you-can-eat pizza and salad bar and all-you-can-eat spaghetti and dessert pizzas and Coke Freestyle machines with over 150 drink combinations. It's a pizza utopia! Even better, Mr. Gaddy's Pizza is kid-friendly with game rooms for the kids where they can win prizes. And Mr. Gaddy's is a great place to have birthday parties. Or Mr. Gaddy's can bring the party to you with their catering. Fresh ingredients, real cheese. There's even Dolas Pizza. Mr. Gaddy's in Crowley, Eunice, and Jennings. Or online at gaddyspizza.com. It's pizza utopia!
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
Jim Rome here with your Rome Report.
Breaking news. This just in. Ezekiel Elliott has a new contract. Unbelievable. Incredible. Unprecedented. Yeah, that or it was always going to happen. And the last few weeks have been a very boring, very predictable, very fake, very manufactured drama with an attempt at some sort of dramatic ending. Did anybody really think that the Cowboys were not going to sign him and not get it done right before the season opener? Of course not. We all knew it. And most of all, Elliott knew it. He knew he was going to get his. Why? Because he knew he had the hammer. He had the hammer because that offense runs through him, not Dak Prescott. Elliott got what he wanted, money, and Jerry Jones got exactly what he wanted, for us to look at him and talk about him. And Jera is going to run it right back when he gets around to doing Dak's deal.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If you hear squealing and grinding noises from your vehicle, it's time for new brakes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, when you buy any set of Brake Best pads and any two Brake Best rotors, you'll save 10% on your total purchase. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Curb appeal. You know it when you see it. And with the Home Depot, today is the day for doing. Boost your curb appeal with the best brands at the best prices. From new garage doors to colorful flowers, exterior lights to a new coat of paint, inspiration to installation. You can get everything you need on a budget. Like select special order windows and doors, now 15% off. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Offer valid through September 11th. U.S. only. See store for details.
Say tomato, I say tomato. The famous Clint D says something that none of us will agree with. Back to more top shelf analysis for your drive home. It's Bumper to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. What's going on, folks? You are listening to 103.7 The Game. And, of course, I'm not Ben Love, but I am Shakira Martin. I'm sitting in for Ben as he takes care of some stuff. He's away, but he will be back on Monday. As of right now, I'm the one giving you your bumper-to-bumper sports. Today has been extremely fun, and Clint actually had to switch places with Kev. Big Kev! How you doing, Big Kev?
I'm doing just fine. How about you?
You know, we've been cooling and hanging and talking about the most best, craziest, insane, however fantastic time of the year.
Oh, really? What time is it?
It's football time, you know? And when you're in Louisiana, you're home, baby.
Oh, yes, that is true.
So all day we have been talking about different things that are, you know, different things that's just going on this week that you are probably either preparing for, you are probably placing a bet on, or you are probably talking crap to someone about, i.e. the LSU versus UT game will probably be one of, well, probably be the biggest game this weekend, Saturday in Austin. You have two top-ranked teams playing each other and both believing that they are the real DBU. We will see who's the real DBU, which I think LSU is probably going to upset Texas tremendously.
Yeah, I'm feeling LSU got that game, personally.
Yep. Okay. And then you also got the Saints preparing to take on the Texas team, the Texans. And that's going to be a fun game to watch. Season opener game over at the Superdome, Monday Night Football. You got to love a good Monday night.
Yeah, no, my money on that one is, I might be a little biased, but yeah, Saints. Again.
Okay. But the one game that, you know, hits home and is local and that everyone is excited about will be the Raging Cajuns playing host to Liberty. I actually had to go on Google and see where Liberty University was because I would have assumed that it was possibly like in Boston or something just because it's Liberty. I don't know.
Actually, yeah, where is it? Because I'm not
Lynchburg, familiar with Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. So everybody will have their eyes on the Raging Cajuns to see what it is that they go and they clean up and how they are able to bounce back after losing their season opener game to Mississippi State. Clint and I talked about the five penalties that took place and it made it a little difficult for the Raging Cajuns to come back and win it. But we were able to see the positive and what the potential is looking like for UL. So playing at home, Cajun Field, kickoff is at 6:30, I believe. That would be a good time, a good Saturday, you know, a nice Saturday full of football, Raging Cajuns. And then you got your high school Friday Night Light football. Every mom, every dad will be out cheering for their kid this Friday night. And it's just going to be phenomenal, man. I can't wait to see what's going to go on out there. I'll be at the Southside game, actually. They play Northwest.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah. So that should be fun to see what the Southside Sharks are working with. Other than that, man, football is back, ladies and gentlemen. Football is back. We are happy. I can't wait to talk to you guys more tomorrow about if Zeke coming back with the Cowboys is really going to mean anything in the NFC East. It'll be fun. You know, so make sure you guys come back tomorrow. Tune in while you're stuck in traffic with me, Shakira Martin from News 15, sports anchor and reporter, sitting in for Ben Love. He will be back on Monday. So you just got one more day to deal with me. And I mean, make sure you call in tomorrow as well. 337-706-0111. And let's really talk about what's going to happen this year in football season. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game.
Live from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette, this is KLWB Karen Crow Lafayette, 103.7 The Game, a Delta Media station. Call Lafayette Roofing, 237-7663.
Twin Peaks on Johnston is your ultimate sports